This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12:04 on this Thursday, the 4th of July, 2019. Enterprise Biz Bytes here, of course. I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Braj.
On a panel over here, our producer, of course, is Christine Wong. She'll be with us all the way through as well. She's pushing the buttons and fading the faders. If you'd like to get in touch with the show today, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, which are in fact functioning today, you can get us at BFM Radio, which leads me nicely onto what we're talking about today. Oh, noes! The big outage of yesterday. Some of you may have seen it. It's made the headline news. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp had a bit of a moment where you couldn't upload, see, or download photos, but what you could see in their stead was bits of text, string of text. Why, may you ask, did we see bits of text? Well, that is how your life looks to a computer. You are made up of a string of text. Very briefly... It just got deep.
Yeah.
But I did get to see, very briefly, a couple of my pictures, or lack of pictures. One, a picture of my cat sat in front of a window, what should have been a picture of my cat. It just said, cat, window. Mm. Right? There's a picture of me, should have been me. It just said, man, beard, nature. I was not naked, I can tell you that.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. That is our lead story for today. We will be talking about, or rather asking you the question of, you know, how do you think your pictures are labelled? What do you think some of the text may have been on some of the pictures that you've uploaded to these social media platforms? Let us know, 018-789-8899, on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Story number two, how the Trademark Bill 2019 has in fact passed. Mm-hmm. Jeff has some news about that coming up shortly. Final story of the day, vroom, fake noise for electric cars in the EU.
Yeah, what a weird title.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, we have some clips. We have many clips today. We've managed to speak to a lot of people. We've spoken to William Yap, who's the founder of the AI Malaysia Community Group, a little bit later on regarding the Facebook story. We'll have a word with him very shortly. But to put you in the picture, everybody knows a bit in the Matrix when kind of Neo achieves that digital messiah status and suddenly sees reality for what it really is, lines of trailing green code. Actually, did you know what that green code was?
What?
It was actually sushi recipes.
Oh.
I'm not even joking. Anyway, well, thanks to an outage currently, or rather not anymore affecting Facebook, users of the social network have been given a similar peek behind the digital curtain with many images on the site now replaced with tags that they've been assigned by the company's machine vision system. So if you were to browse through your uploaded photos, as we've said, instead of seeing holiday snaps or pictures of food, you might be seeing things like image may contain people smiling, people dancing, wedding and indoor, or image may contain cat.
So I wasn't in the loop for any of these things when it happened. I was completely off the grid, and like I didn't know until I checked my phone late in the night, and I saw a bunch of text messages in a WhatsApp group, and some of them, you know, they are entrepreneurs, and they were talking about, you know, there were some issues, and they were looking at, you know, is anyone having the same issues? And I was scrolling down, and then people saying that, yeah, you know, and some were saying, oh, I was nearly close to contacting their internet service provider because maybe there's some issues with that, because there was no statement that came out from Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp. And bear in mind, they actually all three owned by Mark Zuckerberg, right? But only when you go on to whatsdown.com, which is a site that will show you if the server is down or not, it's when you realize there is like a cluster of red zones literally across the globe when you look at Facebook servers, Instagram servers, and WhatsApp servers. And you realize then, like, wow, the world literally stopped for, you know, God knows how many hours, like 4 or 5 hours or so, when you can't see photos, you can't download photos, you can't upload photos onto these platforms, and they're all owned by one platform. And it's not the first time, like, you know, this one big or giant owner kind of does something and then like, oh, like, you know, something's gone wrong now. So yeah,
but this is the thing, right? Up until the last couple of years, very rarely did we see outages like this, you know, from companies like Facebook. And it's only since they seem to have been integrating Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram together have we started seeing these outages a lot more often, right?
Because the load is too heavy.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, more people jumping on their servers, more and more people using their resources. Mm. It's just it's way too heavy. Especially now, even looking like behind the scenes, how they like tag the photos, how much information goes, how much information is pinned on you on the stuff that you upload. Mm. It's bound to happen. People have said that in like how many years? 5 or 7 years, there won't be enough bandwidth in the world to take care of all the traffic that it needs to hold.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing, like, you know, symptoms, like small signs of it happening now.
It's very interesting to see the back end of at least the tags, right? That later on, you know, most of us realized there were tags involved. Now, Danny Cheng replied on WhatsApp saying that, you know, he's made to understand that what you label or name your pictures or images is what shows up on a website, in this case, Facebook. So that's also, you know, if you're uploading just a photo that you took of your cat, for example, Rich, right? And, you know, there's no label on the phone whatsoever. It's just you took your phone, you took a photo of your cat, and you put it up on Facebook. Facebook has these algorithms that notices how a cat should look like. Yeah. And, you know, it should have this, you know, two eyes, whiskers, should have this kind of shape. And that's where the AI, that's a cat. And it's like at a window. And it knows what a window looks like. But it's cool to see that these are the basic tags that they have kind of like leaked out a little bit in some ways, but I'm sure this is not like the end of it all.
But it's not just like Danny, was it, who's just sending their WhatsApp. It's not just what Facebook are doing, you know. Even on my phone now, and I use a Samsung Galaxy, a new one. What the phone is doing is that's also categorizing my photographs as well. You know, so I have a folder with cats, and I have a folder with guitar. I didn't ask it to organize them into those folders. It did it for me. Mm. And even yesterday, I received a notification. And if you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen this. My phone was telling me, it said, memes are taking up space on your phone. So it identifies the fact that I am downloading memes and saving them to my phone. It's telling me these are taking up space on your phone, even before I've sent them anywhere.
And these are just like, this is like simple tech, like the stuff that they are doing, like even pinning, you know, tags to your pictures and stuff. It's like simple, old, crude tech that they're using. Yeah. You don't know what else they're doing on the back end that is not exposed when like servers go down and stuff. This is just the, you know, like on the surface, like, you know,
your basic tags. And probably tags that you would do it on your own anyways, because you want to be more organized with your photos. I know a lot of people who struggle with, you know, just having way too many photos on their smartphone, and they're not sure how to categorize them, and then you can't search for them. That's why, you know, they're popular cloud services that will handle your photos. Google Photos is like one of them. It's both on Android and on iPhone. You just download it, sign into your Google account. It's free, basically unlimited storage for like, you know, a compressed version. And then if you want, you pay for the full upload. But what you do is it's just, you know, just open the app once every, I guess, you know, a day or so. And it does the uploads automatically. And then it categorizes them. It even creates GIFs for you.
It deletes them off your phone
if you want to save space. It creates memories for you. It creates a story for you. And then it reminds you, hey, this time last year you were on a holiday. And here's like a quick montage of it.
Let me add some music for
and
you.
And it adds music and everyone. And you go like, okay.
That was a little creepy. But also, on the positive side of this, some of these tags, the alternate tags, you know, for people who have problems seeing images or, you know, the fact that they can do this already, and they can say, if you were scrolling through and you had a problem seeing what it was, and it's like, oh, it's a picture of a cat, dude. You know, it sat in front of a window, and that tag is automatically there without anybody having to do anything. Yeah, that's smart.
Instagram, you can actually edit the alternate tags for those who struggle with, I guess, you know, visual impairment, right? So you can actually put in an alternate text to describe. And I have never done this before because, you know, simple fact is, like, I feel like they're going to use that for, data and stuff, right? And I guess we'll learn more as we go in the show later on. Right?
Interesting, though. According to a lot of people on Twitter, it's certainly new information for a lot of people. They didn't even realize that this was happening at the time. Newsflash, this has been happening for a while, folks. You know, your photos have been tagged for a long, long time. We're going to have to take a short break with some music coming up from Blondie with Picture This. But of course, Facebook's image outage revealed how its AI tags photos. What do you think Facebook would tag your photos with? Let us know. After the break, we will be speaking to one of our experts. It is William Yap, the founder of the AI Malaysia Community Group. That's all coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, 12:17 on this Thursday, the 4th of July. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
We're talking about the big outages of yesterday, last night. Some people still having a bit of issue with it. It is because Facebook's image outage revealed how its AI tags photos. We asked, what do you think Facebook would tag your photos with? Over on InstaStory, I have Michelle, who's our former intern, who says, image may contain millennials and cafes. Oh, is that avocado? Thank you very much, Michelle. Do keep them coming. Arv, what have we got over on Twitter?
Yeah, so this comes from Ian McNally, who says, hashtag boring, hashtag pointless, and hashtag food.
There you go. Yes.
I guess when you peel the layer off from all the photos that we upload on Facebook, a lot of them are literally boring, pointless, and food.
Yes, indeed they are.
We love to send photos of our food.
But for us, you know, food is emotional. It conjures up all these images. Mm-hmm. Yet to a computer, it's just like food.
Hashtag drool.
Hashtag drool.
For the computer, your photos are food.
Say it again.
Computer.
There you go. Mm. All right. Yeah,
your photos are food.
Okay.
Existential.
Yeah. Oh my word. Mm. Where did we get him from? Yeah. Right. So we did have time to speak to an expert regarding this topic. We spoke to William Yap, who's the founder of AI Malaysia Community Group. We asked him, what do you think of the detail of the data Facebook tags on our photos?
When I saw, you know, the tags on those photos, I actually personally believe that they could even be more detailed, but we were not able to see it. I believe what we saw was just a few of the tags. I believe there are even more tags that Facebook has in the background. You know, tags that, I mean, this is my personal belief, lah. You know, they have tags like, you know, including where their photo was taken, you know, the time it was taken and so forth.
Definitely.
Sure. What time it was taken, where it was taken, GPS coordinates, how to get there, everything.
Yeah, that's just the basic first layer of algorithms that they have.
I know there is a Chrome extension that you can download, and it will also replicate what happened last night. So you can push a button and it will show you all the tags on your photos on Facebook, should you be interested to find that one out. We then moved on and asked him, how do you think Facebook is using this data?
I mean, we have to keep in mind that Facebook is a business. Yeah, they are in the business of selling ads. They most likely use this data to better understand their customers. You know, so Facebook probably knows me much better than I know myself. And I believe this applies to the photos as well. You know, Facebook has a better idea of, you know, the things that you're interested in, the kind of person that you are, and hence be able to, you know, sell more relevant ads to you. The other day, I had this hose in my house that was broken. So I took a photo of it. I sent it to my, you know, family members saying that, you know, we need to get this fixed. The next thing I saw on Facebook was an ad for the exact same water hose that was broken. Yeah, I would think that this is one example. Like, you know, so Facebook tagged the water hose in my house was broken. And they even got the exact model. They managed to tag it correctly, and hence we advertised the exact same model and brand to me on Facebook.
And yet Facebook still denies that they are listening to, like, your phone and your conversations.
It's all
a
coincidence.
And they go like, oh, we know you too well based on, you know, algorithms and stuff that we can actually predict your random thoughts and random things that were occurring. Like, right.
Could have been a snake.
Could have been anything.
Could have been anything. But they found the exact hose, the exact model, and where you can buy it.
At the same time that he needed it.
Coincidence. Wow. Okay, and finally, we said, what more can Malaysian companies do with their data, and what are they not utilizing enough?
We live in a world now where data is the new oil. You know, data is the new currency. It's so precious, so every company is very protective over the data that they have. What I would advise these companies to do, in addition to their own data that they are generating, to be more creative. Like, the Malaysian government has this data portal at this website called data.gov.my. And this portal has plenty of, you know, open data that has been collected by the government and that, you know, they feel that it's safe to make available to the public. Things like maybe where the dengue outbreak spots are around Malaysia, what are the bus schedules, things, these kind of data that are, you know, I believe safe to share. But these companies may be able to, you know, go through all this open data available and try to find, you know, try extract some value, combine it with their own data, and in the end, find something that is valuable to their company and to their customers. I mean, that's what data science is all about, right?
That was William Yap, the founder of the AI Malaysia Community Group. Thank you very much for your contributions today. Now, Arv, you know, what kind of tags do you imagine were on some of your photographs?
I don't know. I hardly upload photos, yeah. And I hardly so even the photos that I upload would be like image one or, you know, image 00 or something. So I don't know. The few that I do upload will be like, you know, hill, hike, you know, outdoors,
sweat,
nature. Yeah, no, even no sweat, because I'm hardly in any of the pictures.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's always like sunrise, sunset. Just basic things.
Mine is probably food.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, food, maybe some photos of selfies with me and my mom as I take her out for dinner. My mom's on
there. Definitely been Nasi Lemak.
Yeah, so that's food of my mom's cooking. Yeah, yeah. And I do this because my mom's heavy on Facebook. So whenever I'm sharing something that I want my like mom to also sort of like and engage with me on social media, it will be Facebook. If it's with my girlfriend, then it's probably going to be on Instagram because that's where we sort of communicate. So I use like different platforms to just kind of reach out to different people, you know, having it's weird. Of course, we, you know, it's why would I want to have an engagement with my mom on social media, on Facebook and stuff. But, you know, Facebook is my mom's life for most part of, you know, when she finishes the school at 1:32, she goes back home and she just takes a nap. But from like 4 till 5:36, you know, she's doing the two screens, two devices kind of thing, right? You're watching your TV while you're on your iPad You know, you're consuming Facebook, connecting with friends and family and stuff. So Facebook is really part of that. So that's why, you know, I want to share stuff that I want her to see, I share it on Facebook. So.
I mean, I asked Christine as well, you know, what would some of her tags be? Yeah, girl, smiling, indoors, food, one person.
I don't think.
Right. So here's the thing, right? I don't think that this is necessarily invasive, you know.
Nah.
I don't think it's something that we...
You're uploading the photo.
Exactly.
So what are you expecting Facebook to do, right?
You know, and sometimes you're happy that it's recognized your face. Is this you? You know, sometimes you're not when other people have uploaded photographs of you and it says, I know this is you. You don't want that.
Which is also a good thing that it's doing.
Yeah,
so it's like, this person has uploaded a picture. Do you want them to take it down? Are you okay that they put a picture of you?
You know? Right,
you it tells you, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, stuff like the food that we upload, you know, just having a bit of fun with it and just seeing these very simple tags, I think is fine. But the fact that a lot of people didn't know this was happening and when they first saw those, what is this?
Yeah,
I think for a lot of them, it's quite shocking. And I think, you know, maybe they might start rethinking about perhaps some of the images that they do upload.
Yeah. I mean, the machine needs to sort your pictures. It needs to have its own library. It needs to know how to, you know, in which bracket to put your pictures in.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't do that, if it just allows everybody to put up like DC0007, and if that's how it's going to, you know, stock your pictures in its server, it's going to crash.
Yeah.
Or it won't know how to handle your pictures if there's a problem with the
server. Because
you
know how many DC0007 photos there
are.
Thousands. Wow, the specifics in that.
But he's right. You know, I mean,
no one like renames their pictures and stuff. So
not anymore.
Mine is a DSC_.
Triple zero
or something like that.
That's a debate for another time.
Okay, all right. Why are they DC and DSC?
Right. We need to take a very short break right now. There'll be somebody texting in and giving us an answer for that now, you know.
I would love to know.
If you know why it is DSC something or other, do let us know. But of course, the topic of discussion today is how Facebook's image outage revealed how its AI tags photos. What do you think Facebook would have tagged your photos with? Do let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Music up from Weezer with Photograph. Jeff, you have a point? Yes?
Yeah, this may not be the answer. DCS can be digital camera shot.
Could be. I think it's DSC, though.
Okay.
Time for a break.
Digital shot camera.
Time for a break. Weezer, Photograph. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.